What have we done by writing artificially intelligent programs that can play checkers, Othello, chess, and now the game of Go? Do we understand intelligence better, or have we just raised the bar? Have we just demonstrated to the world that these games don't require anything other than a mechanical device? Hi, this is David Alan Greer for the Errant Hashtag. Today's episode is entitled Go, Stop. Go, Stop. You know, it's rarely a good idea to start a class with an announcement about some recent technological achievement. If your students do not know the news before they walked into the room, they're unlikely to appreciate its significance before they leave. At best, they'll make a little note about a bit of trivia that might appear on the final exam. At worst, they'll assume that you are trying to make them appreciate the accomplishments of an older generation. The world is a better place, they hear, because the elders of today had to trudge through the snows to get to school and labored long and hard into the night to replace an algorithm with n squared complexity with one that has complexity of only n raised to the 1.7 power. A recent story about the game of Go only confirmed this pattern. My students stared at their screens as I explained that Go was both simpler than chess and harder to automate. It was played on a bigger board than chess and had a more ambiguous way of ending. The game terminated only when neither player saw any advantage in continuing. Such facts do not impress a generation that has been born the year that IBM's Deep Blue beat the world chess champion Garry Kasparov. To them, computers have always been able to play chess, and play it well. The only questions they had was how do you find out what the machine does? Furthermore, none of them had really been impressed by the basic algorithm that underlies the chess-playing programs. To them, it was really less of a tool for conquering the vast world than it was a means for defending your suburban home. It teaches a conservative lesson that never sits well with students. It transforms a demanding game into the task of searching through, admittedly, a very large set of potential moves, and identifying those moves that minimizes the maximal damage that they can do. This algorithm has had limited success in other domains and has really taught us very little about the way in which humans play chess. The two, machines and people, are playing an entirely different game, observed Nathan Ensminger, who is the editor-in-chief of the Annals of the History of Computing. As a result, he says, computer chess has come to be seen as increasingly distinct from human chess. The magazine Science has argued that the new program for Go does not create as large a gap between the human and machine version of the game. The program won not by virtue of overwhelming computational power, it reported, but by employing machine learning tools that enable it to teach itself and to think more like humans do. These statements are not as straightforward as the periodical would have us believe. If the program expresses anything about how humans think, it reminds us about the split between knowledge that can be analyzed and knowledge that can only be captured. Knowledge that can be expressed in symbolic systems, and that which can be only seen as patterns. This Go-playing program still does a substantial amount of symbolic computing, and it does search through potential moves, though it needn't search quite as far. To simplify the search, it identifies likely moves with machine learning algorithms, algorithms that are ultimately based on statistical methods. They find the moves that opponents are likely to make, and make no distinction between those that are motivated by optimal strategies, or those that come from historic traditions, or even those that are just the impulse of the moment. Of course, it's not really important that a new Go-playing program thinks more like a human being than an old chess program. The accomplishments of the past 40 years have not only changed the way we think about games, they've altered the way we think about intelligent machines. In the current age, artificial intelligence is less about building minds and more about taking apart boxes. We are dissecting the accomplishments of the past in an effort to achieve the goals of the future. We've always had signs that artificial intelligence is playing a game that is slightly different from that of natural intelligence. It will be for our students to tell us if that difference actually matters. This is David Alan Greer for the Errant Hashtag. Take care.